This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, some sad news from the Guardian side yesterday regarding the passing of longtime owner Paul Dolan at the age of 94. As you said,
try again. Larry Dolan.
Larry Dolan, excuse me. Paul Dolan's still alive as of now. Excuse me, Larry Dolan. The longest tenured owner in franchise history, bought the club in 2000 as Guardians manager Stephen Vogt. After yesterday's spring training game, shared his thoughts on Dolan after the contest.
Obviously didn't have an opportunity to meet Larry, but you know, the Dolan family has just been so great to the city of Cleveland and to this organization. It means a ton, and I know it's going to be a very sad time for the Dolan family, and you know, condolences are with them, and you know, we're thinking about them.
You know, as I was thinking yesterday, throughout the day, you know, it's such a stain on baseball that the conversations I saw people having here in Northeast Ohio were about how much money the owner spent, yep, as opposed to the fact that you'd have to decisively say, if you were to rank, we don't have time to power rank all 30 owners in Major League Baseball right now currently, or some of the owners that have, you know, departed over the years. And if you were to put them all in a big power rank,
like he's top five,
like without a doubt, the Dolans with their ownership group and organization are I was going to say definitely top 10. You'd say top five.
Top five.
But that means that there are more, because there's been more than 30 owners. There's like 35 you definitely would rather have less 14, than the Dolans.
14 winning seasons, 9 playoff appearances, 7 American League Central Division titles, 3 AL Championship Series appearances, and they won the pennant in 2016.
So I asked the question heading into the break, how do you judge the legacy of an owner? Is if it's just, did they win a championship? I mean,
they were rain delay
there's
away.
So few and far between in sports. Like, okay, there's one crowned every year. We just had a dynastic situation, or almost dynastic, depending on your definition, in the NFL. We had the Warriors win, you know, these championships in the NBA. You have the Lakers and the Celtics have so many of the championships. You have the Yankees with so many championships. Like, if we're just calling every owner that didn't win a championship a failure, well, then we got a lot of failures. It's easy to revel in the world of failure.
Do you give the team what they need to be competitive? Yes, Larry Dolan did. Is the team competitive? For the most part, yes, they were. Does he maintain the legacy of the franchise? Yeah, he did. He has. Like, I get the frustration. Everyone remembers it's been since 1948. But considering the expanded playoffs, it's harder to get to the World Series now. It's no longer just the winners of the AL East and the AL West meeting in the AL Championship Series, mm-hmm, and the winner goes to the World Series. It's a layered playoff system now. They win the division, unlike one team in town. They make the playoffs on a regular basis, unlike another team in town. They put a team on the field that's regularly competitive, unlike one team in town. Did they win a championship? No. And if that's all you're grading as a fan, well, that's too bad for you because you're missing out on a lot of great memories and a lot of fun seasons.
I know we got to move on, but I'll just say the off seasons as a Guardians fan, they suck. They do. They also suck for 25 other teams. The regular seasons, they've been pretty awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of memories, a lot of great moments. And I think they've been a very, very good steward of the organization
stability.
In my lifetime.
They have this franchise hasn't hired a GM outside the organization since the 1980s.
And they never go backwards.
Nope.
No, they do not. So going from the game yesterday, which is a 4-3 loss in spring training for the Guardians against the Diamondbacks, no Josh Naylor on the field yesterday against his former team, but we saw home runs from the likes of Kyle Manzardo and Gabriel Arias. Now, Arias played third base yesterday, but votes saying that he could be in the mix for another infield spot this season.
It's probably where he's played the least in his career, but, you know, the thing about Gabby is no matter where you put him on the field, he's one of the best defenders at that spot. So Gabby's going to continue to get a lot of looks in a bunch of different places, and second base is one of them.
Second base potentially for Arias this season.
I know we're going to get to this a little bit later on in our spring training report, but obviously the story with Gabe is what? They're out of options? What do the Guardians typically do? Getting back to how we know this organization typically handle situations like this.
It's February 25th, so I don't know. Maybe a trade is incoming in the next 30 days.
So moving on from baseball to basketball last night, I don't even know if you guys saw the tweets from Darius Garland's page regarding the viral video on Sunday where the fan made the half-court shot at the Cavs Grizzlies games for $10,000. There was a look of Darius Garland, who didn't play that night, kind of behind the shooter, and he kind of had this weird look on his face that some people...
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Took notice on X and Reddit and all those places.
Because the shooter was going through a whole pre-shot ritual.
Yes.
Right.
Hamming it up a little bit.
Yeah, what would, Daryl, you were there, and you were excited to talk about this dude hitting the half-court shot. What were you observing?
Well, I've seen like six of these things in the last month. It's been incredible. They're giving $10,000 away every game. It's fun.
Is this dude getting everybody fired up?
Yeah, so he's back there. He was the last guy in line. Two guys hit the rim. Another one grazed the net. Shots were online. Crowd was ready to erupt. So this guy's doing he's rocking the basketball between the legs. And you could see Garland is, you know, kind of chuckling about it and having some fun with it. And then the guy runs up, throws it toward the hoop. It goes in. Building explodes. Garland starts cheering. The Cavs bench goes bonkers because, you know, another half-court shot went in. Like, I don't know why Darius had to try and defend himself on social media.
Well, he was getting crushed. I did see this yesterday because, you know, I am a regular on the Reddit boards. But the NBA...
You're the moderator on the Reddit boards.
The international NBA Reddit board, they were trashing Darius as if he was some bad dude because he was having fun at the guy's expense before. And he didn't in a million years think... that the guy was going to hit the shot. Now, somebody said, supposedly, we need an investigation, that this dude has made these half-court shots in other arenas.
Oh, really?
So he keeps getting picked somehow. It's almost one of the... forgive me for the term in the industry. A prize pig. We have that in the radio world. I haven't seen him nearly as much.
I know.
But
I remember the old prize pigs from days of yore.
I'll save that for offer.
Okay. And then we'll judge whether or not that's fit enough to go on the air. But this guy makes the shot, and the place goes nuts. And then Darius was celebrating.
Yeah, he celebrated on video that was captured by the Hoodie Garland X page, and then he retweeted that.
Yeah.
And then even had to post saying, quote, "I was not hating on my guy. That was his fifth emote he did in 10 seconds. Congrats on my guy, though," unquote.
His fifth emote? Is that a term the kids are...
Yeah.
Is that like risen and all that stuff?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Kind of. It's like... a physical
expression.
It was his fifth showing of aura in the last 10 seconds.
It's like when somebody says they're emoting.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it's being used the same way.
I will just say this, though. there are a lot of folks making half-court shots at Rocket Arena, and I do think there needs to be an investigation, especially done probably by the sponsor of this event.
Well, did they
who's writing checks every game?
People have been talking.
As long as you've got them and your ass can cash them, you can write checks.
Well, yeah. People have said, does Adam Silver, does he need to move back the three-point line? Well, if the
Cavs need to sign one of these guys?
Well, if the fans are making half-court shots with ease, do we need to move all the lines back? Has it gotten? has everybody gotten too skilled for the world of basketball?
Well, there was at least one air ball during this particular contest.
Yeah, that was from Max Strus. Go ahead, Mitch.
You mentioned the NBA making some changes. The NHL made a change this year with the Four Nations tournament that everybody seemed to love this year. Got our show talking about hockey for the first time in a long time. But ESPN's Steve Levy was on Dan Patrick yesterday and saying that we may not see the Four Nations tournament in its current setting ever again.
This is a one-off. I don't think we ever see Four Nations again. This was a stopgap, despite how successful it was.
Oh, wow.
The NHL has already said they're going to do World Cup of Hockey, and that could be eight nations, eight countries. So I think this is a one-off. I don't think we see Four Nations again in this exact format with the Olympics next year.
Wait a second. What are the nations even play hockey? I thought we had this perfect.
Well, basically anyone in Europe.
Yeah, we had four nations. This thing was the best it ever been. Like 10 million people watched an exhibition because that's what it was. We had it draped in patriotism.
Well, they had 12 some fights nationalism. In the first 9 seconds.
Right. Everybody was all about this. And you're telling me that's it? We're going to water this down and make it worse?
Well, that's typically what these pro sports leagues do, Lima.
Because they want to make more money.
Mongolia wants in.
Mongolia, Guam. I heard Guam territories want in on this.
The Slovenian countries would like a word.
This is very unfortunate. You had something perfect. They're going to get greedy because they didn't have enough games. They want more games. They want more teams. They want more booing. Don't let them lie to you. They want more booing of the national anthems.
There's a little deeper to that, though. They screwed up and the Olympics didn't allow professionals in for the last Olympics. I think it was just the last one, but that's where everybody was like, wait a minute,
they took
all this time off. And
right.
Yeah, so they added this, and now, yeah.
Best thing the Olympics ever did was allow NBA players in, and that gave us the dream team.
But now
now every Olympic Games, the Summer Games, I should say, what does everyone look forward to? The basketball tournament.
Yeah, feels like basketball has taken over.
I like the wrestling.
I watched. You had me watching some wrestling last year, or last time they were in it.
Well, you're gonna do it again, damn it.
Okay, it's a big wrestling show. Don't forget NCAA National Championships here next year.
Don't forget they're taking away our local.
Might not have a local program to root for, but we have the Nationals. Thank you, Mitch.
That's it for About Last Night.